Gene Hackman and wife found in suspicious circumstances, dead for some time. By Breitbart News on February 27, 2025. AFP, Oscar-winning cinema giant Gene Hackman was found dead Wednesday alongside his wife, in an incident that police are reportedly calling suspicious. Hackman, 95, and his classical pianist wife Betsy Arakawa, 63, died at their home in New Mexico along with their dog. Authorities initially said there were no signs of foul play, but celebrity news outlet TMZ, citing a search warrant, said a detective believed the deaths were suspicious enough in nature to require a thorough search and investigation. The person who reported the deaths found the door of Hackman's home unlocked and open, and pills scattered next to Arakawa's body, which was found in the bathroom with a space heater near to her head. It appeared Arakawa had been dead for some time, with the body in a state of decomposition, TMZ reported. Hackman's body was found in another room, fully clothed, with sunglasses next to his body, the report said. Santa Fe County Sheriff Adon Mendoza did not provide a cause of death for the couple, who had been married since 1991. Hackman's daughter Elizabeth Jean told TMZ that carbon monoxide poisoning may be to blame. Hackman, a two-time Academy Award winner, was credited for intense performances of everyman characters inspired by his troubled upbringing, notching up dozens of movie credits extending into his 70s. He is perhaps best known for his portrayal of the tough and vulgar New York cop Jimmy Popeye Doyle in the 1971 crime thriller The French Connection, for which he won an Oscar for Best Actor. He won another Golden Statuette 2 decades later for Best Supporting Actor for his portrayal of the brutal small-town sheriff Little Bill Daggett in the 1992 Western Unforgiven. Inspiring and magnificent. Hollywood director Francis Ford Coppola on Thursday mourned his death. The loss of a great artist, always cause for both mourning and celebration. Gene Hackman, a great actor, inspiring and magnificent in his work and complexity, Coppola wrote in a post on Instagram. Not blessed with leading man good looks, Hackman drew on his talents and versatility, taking on a series of gritty roles and delivering thoughtful, intelligent performances. I wanted to act, but I'd always been convinced that actors had to be handsome, the actor once said. We have lost one of the true giants of the screen. Gene Hackman could play anyone, and you could feel a whole life behind it. Star Trek actor George Takei wrote on X. Born in Illinois during the Great Depression, Hackman came from a broken family. His father left when he was 13, waving enigmatically as he drove away one day, and his mother later died in a fire. He also served an unpleasant stint in the U.S. Marines, which he joined at 16 by lying about his age. But he later used his personal turmoil to flesh out his characters. Hackman came to acting relatively late in life after dabbling in a series of jobs and only attracting attention in his 30s. According to Hollywood legend, after his enrollment at the Pasadena Playhouse in California in the late 1950s, he and a fellow student, one Dustin Hoffman, were voted the least likely to succeed. On graduation, Hackman found work off-Broadway and began to turn heads. He earned his first Oscar nomination for Best Supporting Actor in Bonnie and Clyde. That landmark 1967 film, in which Hackman played Clyde's brother Buck Barrow, put him on track for stardom. Into the 21st century, he starred in The Heist and The Royal Tenenbaums in 2001, the latter winning him his third competitive Golden Globe, before announcing his retirement in 2008. It really costs me a lot emotionally to watch myself on screen, Hackman once said. I think of myself, and feel like I'm quite young, and then I look at this old man with the baggy chins and the tired eyes and the receding hairline and all that.